welcome to another episode of Mindful Molly, a space that challenges self-growth, awareness, and reflection in the most mindful way possible. I just want to start off by saying a big, big thank you to each and one of you guys for constantly just supporting this page, supporting this podcast, showing all the love, you know, giving me the feedback and continuing to just help me make this and keep this a reality. I appreciate each and every one of you guys for contributing to this growth. With that being said, episodes will be dropped every Friday, 10 p.m. Kenyan time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, so look out for that. And because it's this season, two episodes will be dropped every week, one on Friday and the other on Saturday, so look out for that. But with that being said, let's get into today's affirmations and the rest of the episode. So today's affirmation is only one. So today, because we're talking about the law of polarity, it is only right that the affirmation aligns. So today's affirmation is, I accept everything that comes with the journey I'm on. And I really want you guys to hold this particular affirmation close to you. It is one that has gotten me through a lot of hard times. Till this day, it's something I remind myself constantly, that I accept everything that comes with the journey I'm on. So with that being said, let's get into today's episode. So today we're talking about the law of polarity. And to be honest, this episode has a very special place in my heart, because for those people, like, a lot of the time people ask me, like, how do you stay motivated? You know, what's the key? Stuff like that. And to me, honestly, this was the thing. This was the law that when I started to understand it, when I started to really study it, I started to tap into different parts of me. I started to feel different. I started to move different. I really started to become a different person. So the law of polarity basically states that everything in the universe has an opposite. So positive, negative, masculine, feminine, everything is basically dual. So because this law speaks on duality, that means that everything you view as opposite is not truly an opposite, but two parts, two equal parts of the same thing. Now, when I say this a lot of the time, like, it gets confusing. For me, it was also hard to understand, but the best way I could put it is, like, when you look at yin and yang, it's not yin on one side then yang on the other side and no connection. Literally, you can't have yin without yang, because without yin and yang, you don't have the yin yang circle. It's not possible. And that's the same thing with, like, masculine and feminine energy. There's actually a law that talks about, like, you know, masculine, the law of masculine and femininity, and that basically talks about the fact that we all have masculine and feminine energy. It's just the ones we choose or the ones we bring out a lot more. So that is what it kindly speaks on when I say it's equal parts of the same things, but they seem opposite. It's like when you have a magnet and you have positive and negative, but it's still part of the same magnet. That's the same concept. So what that means is, like, the opposites are identical in nature but different in degree. For example, I always find this, like, a bit difficult to describe, but it's like, again, a magnet and you have positive and negative, like, they're the same kind of energy force, but just, like, different degrees. You know, one is positive, one is negative, but in reality, they're both magnetic forces. So they're the same thing, but just, like, a different degree of it. It's like having a t-shirt and you have a red t-shirt and a blue t-shirt. But now imagine that red and blue t-shirt were the same t-shirt. I hope I caught you over there. So one of the things, like, that caught my attention, especially when I started to study this a bit more, is a quote, like, for every action, there is an equal or opposite reaction. So this simply means that forces come in pairs, like I said before, meaning that you can't just nurture certain energies within yourself but also attract desired energies. Again, similar to the way the magnet works. So when you start to understand that everything is, like, based on duality and everything is pretty much the same, you not just understand some of the things you can nurture within yourself. So, like I talked about, masculine and feminine energy, that, you know, the fact that you can actually start to nurture your masculine energy or nurture your feminine energy, but you can also attract other energies similar to a magnet. For example, you could embrace your masculine energy and attract more feminine energy in your life. I don't know if that makes sense, but I hope y'all sticking with me. So how this basically works is, like, when you understand that, you start to understand that when you ask for certain things in life, you can't just ask for one part of it. You need to be accepting of all of it, because everything is dual. It comes in pairs. Yes, they may seem like opposites, but truly they are equal parts of the same thing. So what this basically means is, like, abundance, like asking for abundance, sometimes comes with like days where you're never lacking, but you feel like you're lacking. You know, something like love is also inseparable from being alone. Not hate, but, you know, being alone. What I mean by this is, and one of the things I started to realize is, a lot of the time we're asking for different things in life, but we just want to pick out and cherry pick one part of it, but we don't want to pick the other side. And then the other side starts to torment us. It starts to be such a negative thing. It starts to be something that pulls us down because we were never willing to accept it. And what I mean for this is, for the longest time for me, I was asking for peace. I was begging for peace. And the thing is, it was easy to be peaceful. It was easy to find peace during times where nothing was going on. But what I didn't realize is, to accept peace, you also have to accept chaos sometimes. And it's not to say that you're going to feel or be chaotic. It's just that when you have those times where there's just a lot of chaos, you now start to be able to find peace within those moments because you've embraced the beauty of the chaos. See, I'm one of those person that I searched and search for balance. Like, I'm a Libra, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I constantly search for balance. I constantly search for peace and peace of mind and everything. But then I started to realize, the more I studied myself, and the more I studied, like, some of these laws, and, like, just paid attention to them a lot more, that I realized I needed to start finding the beauty in the chaos. I needed to start embracing the chaos, because I am the most unstable person ever. I'm super impulsive. Like, me and chaos, like, that, we best friends. We are literally best friends, y'all. I don't think you guys realize. So when I started to see things in that way, I realized that, you know what, I'm about to embrace this chaos. And actually, one of the people I listen to, he's called Ram Dass. Rest his soul, but amazing, amazing spiritual teacher. And he talks about freedom is not, you know, pushing away your problems, because, you know, it's like this similar thing of, like, if you're sweeping a floor and you keep, you know, brushing the dust under the carpet, eventually, like, yeah, you clean the floor, but now you have a new problem, which is, like, all this dust that's piled up under the carpet. So you never really got rid of the dust. You never really got rid of the dirt. You just put it under the carpet. So he says freedom is being able to actually run towards your problems. Embrace your problems. Because, listen, the thing about embracing certain things is that it teaches you a lot more about yourself. When you start seeing and observing yourself and accepting certain situations, not accepting them in the sense that, like, you're living within them. By that, I mean, like, you know, don't live in negativity. But when you start to hear yourself have negative thoughts, don't be mad at yourself. Thank yourself for showing you that you need to do a little bit more work on yourself. That's what I mean. You need to be able to embrace the whole journey. And the problem is, when it comes to the law of polarity, the reason why people basically just don't get what they want, or people just, you know, beat themselves up or give up, is because they do one wrong thing in their journey and they feel like it's over. Why? Because you're so fixed on one part, one small part of what you're trying to achieve. You're fixed on the destination. You're fixed on the goal. You're fixed on, you know, the quote-unquote positive side of things. You know, you're fixed on your happiness. You're fixed on, you know, peace. You're fixed on all these things, but you're refusing to embrace everything that comes with it. Because, listen, to find happiness, to find growth, especially growth comes with pain. Why do you think when a little child is growing up, they go through growth pains? That didn't come from nowhere. That is just the nature of growth. It's uncomfortable. That's the other thing. A lot of people want to achieve new levels of things. A lot of people want to achieve and tap into things they've never had before, but are afraid to get uncomfortable. Now, here's the thing. Again, with the law of polarity, you can't just accept the growth that you're going to get at the end. You need to be able to accept the pain that comes with it, the struggle of the journey, the toughness of the journey. And when you start to embrace that chaos, when you start to claim that chaos and be like, yeah, this is my journey, this is what I'm going to go through, listen, things change for the better. See, when I was asking for peace and I finally decided to embrace the chaos, oh my gosh, I found so much beauty in the chaos. I don't run from chaos. I embrace it. I embrace it, and now I'm at the point where, like, people are like, oh my gosh, you seem like such a stable person. And in my head, I'm like, y'all are funny, because I did not search for stability. That is not what I've searched for. I just realized that this is a part of me that I need to embrace and accept and stop making it an enemy. Sometimes we weaponize and we make our problems our enemies, when really they are things that could teach us so much about ourselves and show us exactly what we need to work on. I had issues with anger, and I hated being in situations that made me angry, but some of those situations that made me angry, some of those times that I just got really mad or pissed off, they taught me so much about what I need to work on my anger. Now I know better. But that's the thing about the law of polarity. You have to be willing to accept everything. And that actually ties into the law of attraction, which I will talk much about much later. And what I mean by this is you need to be able to literally embrace everything so you can attract what you want. Not only that, but when you start to understand that things are opposites and things comes with pairs and you know, how, like, basically, if you understand how our magnet works, then you start to understand a lot more about the law of attraction and the law of polarity. Because when it comes to the law of attraction, another way in which the law of polarity plays out is the fact that you also need to understand you need to get rid of any underlying beliefs that you may have that are counteracting whatever you're putting out. A lot of you are like, I can't go through what it takes to become a millionaire. I can't go through what it takes to grow into the person I want to become. I can't do it. Like, deep down inside, that's what you truly believe. But you're like, you know what? I'm just trying to attract it into my life. Now you are up there putting into the universe, like, yes, I want abundance. I want wealth. I want growth within myself. I want to become this person I've always, like, desired to become. But if you have those underlying energies, it's like a magnet. Now look, it does not attract. It repels it. With a magnet, if you're not attracting anything, you're repelling it. You're pushing it away. That's what you need to understand. If things work like that, you need to start making sure at the core of your being, and I've talked about this before, at the core of your being, you genuinely want and you are getting rid of any underlying disbeliefs or things that are limiting you so that you can actually attract what you want. And one of the things, like, I really thought about is, like, a lot of us are actively looking for, you know, good partners, good jobs, wealth, but deep down we don't truly believe that we deserve it. So in action, it seems as though we're doing the right thing, but in essence, we're not. A lot of you are like, yeah, I want love. I want love. But deep down inside, and see, the thing about these laws is they just pour into each other, they mix with each other because they're all connected. Now, I talked about the inside being a reflection of the outside, the law of correspondence, and it's similar, like, it still plays into the, you know, the law of polarity. And it's like, if deep down inside you do not believe that you are deserving of love, if deep down inside you do not believe that you are deserving of happiness, if deep down you believe that you are not deserving of, you know, anything good, no matter how much you try to become the perfect partner, no matter how hard you try to become the perfect candidate for that job, no matter how much you try to achieve wealth, if you don't believe you deserve it, you're not going to get it. With that being said, like, how you use this law, again, like I said, you don't run away from your problems. You run towards them. Don't push them away because they will teach you so much, y'all. I'm going to say this so much. Your problems will teach you so much. Your problems, a lot of the times, are the solution. So if you're looking for growth, you gotta accept the pains that come with it. If you're looking for healing, oh, healing comes with pain. Because in order for you to heal, you first have to accept. Accepting is one of the hardest things, and it does bring some pain. But it's part of the journey towards healing. It's part of the journey towards healing, and you have to be able to embrace that. There's nothing wrong with feeling pain. It's just what you do with it. There's nothing wrong with being angry. It's about what you do with it. There's nothing wrong with having a bad day and feeling sad. It's about what you do with it and what you do about it. Stop striving for perfection because you're never going to get it. Listen, we're perfectly imperfect. We have our bad days. The key thing is what you're doing with it. Don't beat yourself up for having those type of ways. Don't do it. Just embrace it. Embrace it. Part of the reason I'm able to grow so much is I've embraced my past. Before I ran from it, I tried to hide it. I tried to keep quiet about it. I tried to be like, yeah, no, I've always been this perfect person. No, I'm not even perfect right now. I'm not going to lie and say I'm perfect. I'm not going to lie that sometimes I don't forget to be grateful. I'm not going to lie and say that, you know, sometimes, you know, I just, you know, have days that are not great. That's not the case. I embrace all of these things. I embrace my full story. I don't dwell on the past, but I accept it for what it was, and now I'm creating what I want. I don't run away from it. I stopped running away from my demons, and I started running towards them, and now I'm in a great space. But that's the law of polarity. You cannot have yin without yang. You can't step into the future without accepting the past for what it was. A lot of us are holding on to the past and expecting to go into the future and find something different, but you still dwell in the past. You're still holding yourself to a lot of the things that happened in your past instead of just being like, you know what, I'm stepping into this new light. You know what, yeah, I did what I did. Yeah, I was who I was. But today was not yesterday. Your past does not dictate your future, but you have to accept your past in order to move into the future. If you can't do that, if you keep sweeping your past under the rug, it's just going to build up this huge pile, and it's going to continue pulling you back. It's going to continue weighing you down because you have all this dirt, all this stuff like you're holding on to, and you're trying to walk forward. It's like you have this heavy bag and you're trying to walk up a mountain and you wonder, oh my gosh, why can't I get up? Oh my gosh, why is it so hard? Oh my gosh, it's because you never just let go. Yo, spring clean your life. I don't care if it's winter. I don't care if it's summer right now for you. I don't care what type of season. You need to spring clean your life. Spring clean your spirit and get rid of all the dirt. Get rid of all the stuff that you just don't need anymore. It's okay. I'm telling you, it's okay. Embrace who you are. I embrace who I am with all my flaws. It doesn't mean I'm not going to work on them, but I've embraced them. Like, yes, that is me. But I'm going to improve it. Yes, this is me now, but I'm becoming a better person. But that being said, that's the end of this episode. Like I said, this is an episode like that means a whole lot to me because when I started to understand that you need to accept everything to move on, and freedom is really in accepting both the suffering and the beauty of things and just loving the journey. So I appreciate you guys for taking the time to listen. I appreciate all the love, all the support, and I hope each and every one of you guys have an amazing day, night, morning, whatever time you're listening to this. So be compassionate, be kind, be loving, be caring, you know, just be you. And most of all, take care.